Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, June 2nd, opening day of Riverfest. And we'll be taking a look at the debt ceiling vote from late last night.
17 Sonic restaurants in Kansas have been told to stop violating child labor laws. Again, I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We have a lot of moisture streaming into south central Kansas, and once again, we'll see some widely scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. What are our chances this weekend for rain? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, we have 92% humidity. It is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees here on this Friday morning. President Biden addresses the nation tonight about the effort on Capitol Hill to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid potential economic disaster.
President Biden's expected tonight to praise the bipartisan effort to keep the U.S. able to pay its bills. He issued a statement soon after the Senate joined the House in approving the measure, saying it's a big win for our economy. But Republican Senator Rand Paul opposed it. He had another idea that got rejected.
It'd be a 5% reduction in money, and you'd spend less each year, and over 5 years you'd balance your budget.
And Democratic Senator John Fetterman voted against it. He's concerned about new work requirements for people on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. He said, I won't give Republicans an opening to try and take food from more food insecure Americans. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Today is opening day of Riverfest. The nine-day event begins today. K. Monk Morgan will be wearing the red coat of Admiral Windwagon Smith during this year's Wichita River Festival. Monk Morgan is president and CEO of the Kansas Leadership Center. KNSS News asked her what the center does.
The center's goal really is to help foster leadership engagement, leadership civic engagement across boundaries, population boundaries, so that we can have a stronger civic community, so that Kansas is a stronger place.
Kay Monk Morgan is our guest this weekend on Issues 2023. That's tomorrow and Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. The Air Force denies using AI training following claims about a recent simulated drone attack.
The Air Force's chief of AI testing says this all happened during a simulation that taught a drone how to destroy surface-to-air missiles, but says it all went wrong when the operator tried taking over the controls and manual. The chief of AI testing saying, quote, the operator would say, yes, kill that threat. The system started realizing that while they did identify the threat at times, the operator would tell it not to kill that threat, but it got its points by killing that threat. So what did it do? It killed the operator, because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. But the Air Force has since denied those claims, saying, quote, the Department of the Air Force has not conducted any such AI drone simulations. It appears the colonel's comments were taken out of context and were meant to be anecdotal.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. 17 Sonic restaurants in Kansas have been ordered to stop violating child labor laws.
This is the second time in a year the warnings have been issued. BBR Investments and Richard Bernard are the owners of the 17 locations. Investigators say they found ongoing violations at locations in Hutchinson, McPherson, and Newton. They also found children under the age of 16 operating fryers. In 2022, both BBR Investments and Bernard agreed to pay the Department of Labor over $139,000 in penalties. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is taking steps to address drought. Water levels at Cheney Reservoir, where the city gets a majority of its drinking water, about 4 feet below normal levels, and that puts Wichita at stage one of its drought response plan, asking residents to begin voluntarily conserving water. Assistant Director of Public Works Don Henry says if we get to stage two, water cutbacks would then become mandatory.
While water customers are encouraged to find ways to save water through all of their usage, we really encourage people to cut back as much as they can on that outdoor watering.
And he adds that they plan to turn off city fountains after Riverfest because of the drought. A federal judge did not make an immediate decision on the fate of a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. That court hearing was held in Houston yesterday. Nine states have filed a lawsuit, including Kansas and Nebraska. Attorneys representing those nine states are suing to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. And lawyers for the federal government and DACA recipients all made their arguments to U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen. The judge, who 2 years ago declared DACA illegal, didn't say when he would issue a ruling, but said that he would do so as expeditiously as we can. Oh, the investigation of the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa, still wandering around out there. And a school in Virginia where there's a very robust fight club. And the parents know about it. And, of course, our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams is on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:05. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Fox News gets an exclusive look into one of America's most famous unsolved cases, the mysterious disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. There's a key figure that is a mystery who says he's innocent.
Gay Bergoglio is the last living FBI suspect in the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance case. The FBI called Bergoglio a key suspect. He was subpoenaed before the grand jury in Detroit, put in a lineup, but no witness picked him out. Now 84 years old, Gabe says he was in New Jersey playing cards that day, paid for his house to be recited, and went home to his kids. Bergoglio says the feds were fooled by mobster Ralph Picardo, who accused him and lied to get out of prison. In 1981, it was Picardo who also claimed President Ronald Reagan's nominee for Labor Secretary, Raymond Donovan, had paid him bribes. Special Prosecutor Leon Silverman later admitted Picardo, quote, deliberately lied about all of the allegations.
And that's Fox's Eric Shawn with that report. Students at a middle school in Virginia creating fight clubs in which students fight one another and even take bets.
In a letter to parents, Lunsford Middle School principal Carrie Sims says students have created fight clubs, some of them elaborate, with brackets, betting, and challenges. Shockingly, Sims also says many parents were not only aware of the fights, some were even hosting them in their garages and basements. Adding in the letter, we cannot tell you how to parent, but when your children create TikToks and Instagram pages using Lunsford's name and then attempt to hold these fights in our hallways and bathrooms, we will take action. A Loudoun County Public Schools representative tells Fox News, violent behavior, fighting, and its promotion on social media have no place in our school community.
And that's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report.
I got to interrupt you on this one. I mean, come on here. What was the first rule of Fight Club? Don't talk about Fight Club. This district's such a disaster. I'm sorry, but oh my goodness.
It is 7:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area, well, now well and truly underway. We've got a lot of traffic out there, some heavier traffic. Watch out approaching the road construction. Northbound on I-235, headed over to I-135. The one thing I can say, though, is that new ramp is seeming to do its job. That northbound traffic right now, I haven't seen any slowdowns. It's all looking pretty good going through that area. Still may have some wet roadways due to some rain that has passed through the area now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And here on the opening day of Riverfest, let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Super. How are you?
not too bad. You know, regardless of what's going on downtown, anybody in the Wichita area, and just about everybody in the Wichita area, likely going to need to keep that rain gear handy and nearby, because we're still looking at these daily thunderstorm and rain chances. We're going to have a 60% chance today. So today, I expect it to be similar to yesterday. We're just off to a slightly drier start, where we're not seeing widespread downpours. But give it time. I expect to see some heavier showers and storms by the time we get into the afternoon, possibly as early as the latter part of our morning. We'll also still be pretty warm out there with a high of 84 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky. Southeast breeze not going to be too strong while reaching 8 to 18 miles an hour. We'll continue to have rain, some rumbles of thunder around through the evening and all the way into the overnight. Likely starting off our Saturday in the 60s, still a little bit steamy out there, and also with a few showers floating around as well. And then, once again, by the time we get into the afternoon, it looks like we're just going to continue this rinse and repeat cycle. A few more storms blossoming by midday and into the afternoon Saturday, another 60% chance. And it looks like during the night, those storms waning and winding down before we have another round of potential showers and storms by the time we get into our Sunday. High of 82 to wrap up the weekend. Not too toasty out there, but we'll still need to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky. Now, once we get into the early part of next week, rain and thunderstorm chances not looking as good, but we'll still keep a 20% chance in the forecast for Monday through Wednesday and only a 10% chance on Thursday. So it may not be completely dry out there, but at least those chances are dropping off. We need the rain, but I know there's going to be a lot going on, so hopefully nobody gets caught in any downpours out there. High temperatures just gradually warming back up next week through the middle and even touching the upper 80s at times. Right now we're at 66 degrees. With a mostly cloudy sky, we do have a light wind out of the east at about 3 miles an hour. And despite some passing showers earlier this morning, we do have a visibility up to 10 miles. So we're looking pretty good in that regard.
Yeah, and here we go. Early June, we've kind of got that pattern where we're getting this just, rain shows up and then it disappears.
Yeah, you said it. You said it perfectly. As far as just the pattern that we're in, a lot of the showers and storms that we've been seeing over the last few days, they really do resemble something that we'd generally see like during the middle of the summertime. So just more proof that we're just getting closer and closer to that time of year. And just a quick fun fact for you, since we're talking about summer showers and storms. Now we officially start the summer season on the 21st of this month, so that's not that far away.
Yep, just a few days, a few weeks out. Ronell, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You too.
That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted. It is a huge day in Wichita. It's day one of Riverfest number 51 as we kick off 9 days of festivities. And joining us right now is the Chief Executive Officer of Wichita Festivals, Nancy Dooling. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Ted.
Did you get any sleep? Did you get any sleep last night, or are you just super excited?
Just super excited.
What? Tell us about this year's Riverfest. What can number 51 bring to us? Is there anything new going on this year?
Sure, we have several new events that are going on. We have a roller derby that will be over at the Wichita Ice Center on tomorrow, Saturday, June 3rd, from 10 to 5. And then on Monday, we will start working with Habitat with Humanity, and we will do what you call a panel build. And festival attendees will have the opportunity to come down and sign the studs that will be in the home, and then help put together the panels that will eventually build the home for a family here in Wichita. So it's a great way for community members to come out to help their fellow neighbors. And then our weekend, we will have on next Saturday, June 10th, we have what you call the Riverfest Gravel Grinder, and that will be over at REI on North Greenwich Road. And you can participate in a 20-mile or a 40-mile race with your bike. And that will take in Sedgwick and Butler County. And one event that I'm very excited that is back is sand beach volleyball. That will be over. Yeah, that was an event we had years ago, and we're working with the city of Wichita. And so they're bringing back that volleyball tournament over down at Watson Park. And then they're also doing a pickleball tournament over at Riverside Park. So we're very excited for those new events.
And, of course, here on opening day on Friday, it's just great how you hit the ground running, and you've got the parade tonight, the opening night fireworks, and a concert with Shaggy. I mean, it's just amazing how all of a sudden here it is, and, man, we just love these 9 days.
That's right. That's right. We do. And it's just, you know, it's great bringing the community together, and, you know, the city loves fireworks, so they'll be able to see fireworks tonight, and they'll be able to see fireworks that will be provided by Capitol Federal on our last finale, which would be Saturday, June 10th.
Looking forward to that. And, Nancy, there is a palpable excitement in the community as myself and Steve McIntosh are involved in the egg toss on Sunday. I think we're ramping up for that, too.
Well, I hope so, because you should see the trophy that you'll be receiving. So I hope you win it.
All right, sounds fantastic. And of course, you have a great admiral this year, Kay Monk Morgan, and we're just looking forward to her enjoying her 9-day reign here.
Yes, just such a talented person in our community, and just has so much leadership, and she just does a great job representing us as an ambassador.
Well, Nancy Dooling, Chief Executive Officer at Wichita Festivals, I know you're super busy, and we really appreciate your time this morning. Have a great run.
Thank you so much, Ted. Take care.
You too. That's Nancy Dooling, Chief Executive Officer at Wichita Festivals, joining us today to give us a preview of everything that kicks off this morning.
You know, you're setting pretty high expectations for this egg toss.
That's my whole life. That's all I do is set high expectations.
I hope McIntosh can deliver.
I'm not speaking for that.
I'm just saying. I mean, you're saying that she's setting you up. She's talking about the trophy. You're laying it on pretty thick for Steve.
Well,
the expectations now, KNSS is sponsoring, and now you guys had better deliver for the station.
Mac is a pretty cagey old buzzard.
He is. He is a cagey old buzzard. But the problem is, can you deliver? I mean, I'm going to be watching.
Well, you know me. The answer to that is no.
And a good prepared excuse you can have is our trophy cabinet here at the radio station at the campus here at Odyssey is just so chock full of things right now that
it is.
We just don't necessarily have room for another trophy. So if you do happen to lose, use that one.
That's true. You got the Marconis and all the other things. They're just packed in there.
The Marconi needs a bookend.
It does.
So the egg toss trophy could just be the thing we've been looking for.
Yeah.
To solidify all that.
You guys didn't get anything for the fun flush years ago, did you?
Stop mentioning the fun flush. The worst Riverfest event in the 51-year history.
See, I don't know this story.
Well,
did they get
it's
flushed?
Not worth, it's not worth telling.
No, I want to hear this story. Was he a victim of the fun flush? I remember the fun flush. It's where they throw a thing and the water falls on it,
well,
right?
Yeah, it was a dunk tank.
Yeah, I know.
It was a dunk tank event.
I'm
and
familiar
Steve
with that.
Steve and I were kind of put in charge of running it.
Running it or under it? Because trust me, I would have paid to throw water.
Well, it was about 34 degrees that day.
And it was not a big revenue generator.
It was not a pleasant day, and it was a horrible event.
See, that sounds like excuses to me. Well, I mean, a good salesperson can sell. You know, it's ice cream to Eskimos.
See, that's the deal. This
not
can't,
a good
you
salesperson.
Can't even rescue this.
No,
yeah,
okay.
It was so bad.
The weather was so awful.
It needed to be relegated to the bowels of
the fun
fest history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, it's 7:20 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in sports. We do have a home weekend for the Wichita Wind Surge in minor league baseball here on Riverfest opening weekend. Good timing. Surge will be at home tonight, tomorrow night, and then Sunday afternoon, hosting the top team in the league, the Tulsa Drillers. Wichita lost 5-4 last night to the Drillers. Of course, they're starting tonight's game at 6:45, trying to get that done before fireworks, and then 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and then 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon for Wichita Wind Surge baseball. The Kansas City Royals had back-to-back off days. That never happens in Major League Baseball, but they got 2 days off, and now they're back at it for a home series interleague play hosting Colorado, the Royals and the Rockies. play tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Kauffman Stadium. Listen to all those Royals games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Denver Nuggets win game one of the NBA Finals at home, beat the Miami Heat 104-93. Nuggets up 1-0 coming off the bench for the Nuggets. Former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Christian Brown, played for 8 minutes. He had one assist and one rebound. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals outfielder Raul Ibanez. Is 51 years old today. Played 19 years in the big leagues. 2,000 hits, 1,200 runs driven in, 300 home runs. Pretty good numbers for a guy that was picked in the 36th round. He played 3 years early in his career with the Royals, and then late at the age of 42, finished up with the Royals as well. Former Royals outfielder Raul Ibanez. His birthday, he's 51 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Did you watch that that Nuggets game? That was a good game.
I didn't know. I was doing Kiss of the Spider Woman last night.
It was that's
I didn't
right.
get a chance to watch it.
It was a good
I'll be checking
game.
That, I'll be checking that game, too.
It was a good game. The only thing that fell harder was Joe Biden at the stage of the Air Force Academy.
Ooch. It is 722 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update coming up. And with surging rates of loneliness, check this out. Professional cuddlers are stepping in.
Oh,
here we go. That's the house call for help. KNSS News Time is 722.
Stephen Ted in the morning.
1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:30. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, June 2nd. Opening day of Riverfest, currently in Wichita. We have 92% humidity. It is 66 degrees, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, live with us coming after last night's debt ceiling vote. A vacant home in southeast Wichita caught fire. Happened yesterday afternoon, 1600 block of South El Pico. That's near Oliver and Harry. The building was boarded up. That did create some difficulty for fire crews who were trying to get inside and get that fire out. Union nurses voting to authorize the calling for a strike at Wichita's Ascension Via Christi. But when that strike might happen is not clear. In a statement, the hospital called the vote to strike disappointing. National Labor Relations Board requires that they give a 10-day notice before a strike can take place. Registered nurse Shelley Rader says since talks began back in February, they've been asking for violence prevention, safety concerns, and the recruiting and retention of new nurses.
Hopefully, they will come to the table quicker, and let's settle this contract. Let's give our patients, our community, our nurses, the best care that we can provide. If they do not do that, our next step as a bargaining team is to call for a strike.
Officials say a plan is in place so patients would not see a disruption in nursing care. Both sides have met 6 times for contract talks since February, and more talks are scheduled now through the end of August. A man in Oklahoma is now behind bars, accused of biting off a woman's chin.
Dewante Lamont Nunley is accused of domestic abuse by strangulation and maiming. The 39-year-old was arrested this week after being tracked to a homeless camp. Nunley is accused of biting a chunk out of his ex-girlfriend's chin while on a multi-day meth binge. The girlfriend says she was saved only when her dog came to the rescue during the attack at an Oklahoma City car wash. Sheriff's officials say Nunley has a lengthy criminal record, including past domestic violence charges. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Let's check in on the latest baby trends.
The COVID baby boomlet is slowing down. 3,700,000 babies born to U.S. moms last year. 3,000 fewer bundles of joy than the pandemic year of 21. But the CDC also finds births to moms 35 and older on the rise, at the highest rates for that age since the 60s. Teenage moms on the decline. Record low birth rates to moms in their teens and early 20s. Women in their later 20s are having fewer babies. Highest birth rates, moms in their early 30s. But the rate of C-sections also rising, now nearly one-third of births, with experts concerned that C-sections are being scheduled more often than medically necessary. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A Second Chance Thursday event in Wichita yesterday, successful in clearing up several traffic warrants, suspended licenses, and setting up new court dates. Wichita Police Officer Lori Kimry says events like this have a high turnout.
We usually have about 200 to 300 people come in. We sometimes clear about 70 to 90 warrants per day. And I know that they average about 20 to 25 driver's license reinstatements when on these events.
And the next Second Chance Thursday will take place coming up in September. 7:33 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's check the weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The latest Kansas Drought Monitor has been released, and Wichita remains in an exceptional drought, so we need any moisture we can get, and we'll have that chance off and on today, especially into tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms at times with a high 83. Rain chances increase a bit tonight to low 66. Showers again Saturday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
66, that's where we're at right now. So currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, breeze out of the east, 66 degrees, and we have 92% humidity in Wichita here on this Friday morning.
Well, and joining us now is Dr. Roger Marshall. Doc, it's so nice to have you with us here on the morning show. Pleasure. Look at that. Chad, you're a rock star. They're even playing your intro music. I appreciate you guys for joining us this morning. Doc, thank you for joining us this morning. We just had the debt ceiling vote pass the House with a vote of 314 to 117 and the Senate 63 to 36. You voted no on the debt ceiling. By the way, thank you for that no vote. I appreciate you joining us this morning, Senator Dr. Roger Marshall. Doc, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, John, thank you. And boy, that rain is welcome news in Kansas this year. You know, as I was thinking about how to vote last night, I said to myself, you know, in the summer where Kansans are going to plow under one third of their wheat crop because it's so dry, in a year when Kansans are spending $800 more per month because of Bidenflation, the last thing we needed to do was throw fuel on the fire. At the end of the day, this budget's going to allow $1.3 trillion more of monies borrowed from our grandchildren, $1.3 trillion more, and doesn't really address the number one problem that faces our national security, our economy, our education system, roads and bridges, and that's our $31 trillion national debt. We're spending $500 billion a year on interest. So they dance around all these issues, and they placate you with stories and stories on the national media, but they don't talk about the real problem, and that's the national debt. I'm not willing to pass this on to my grandchildren. I want to face this problem today.
Well, and you and Representative Tracy Mann were the only two members of the Kansas delegation to vote no. And don't get me wrong. As I said earlier, when Ted and I were talking, I could make an argument for voting both ways on this bill. But I think it's reasonable to say that most fiscally conservative and pro-growth policies that were contained in the original House-passed Limit, Save, Grow Act were stripped out or significantly diluted in this final deal. So, yes, it's better than what Joe Biden originally wanted, but it's not a very conservative, quote-unquote, compromise bill, is it?
Well, John, I think you make some great points. We did our best to support the framework that Speaker McCarthy laid out. I thought it was great framework. They ventured pretty far from that. We can add and subtract it. We could talk for 3 hours, but at the end of the day, this makes minimal impact on the total amount of money the federal government is going to spend. They tried to talk about, oh, there's some good regulatory improvements here. When I really dug into those regulatory improvements, I think it's dust in the wind. Work requirements is something we beg for. I think in Kansas, most people think that if you're able to work, you should. We think that work brings dignity to you and your family, that there's this innate calling in your heart to say you want to contribute to society. And at the end of the day, the work requirements actually were more harmful than good that they ended up with. So I think this bill is a failure. It didn't address the real problems that we wanted. We wanted to lower the amount of money we're spending. We wanted work requirements. We wanted regulatory reform. I feel like we got next to nothing on all those. And by the way, let me add this. Last night, as expected, Chuck Schumer came out and said, oh, this doesn't mean we can't borrow more money.
Right.
We can't spend more money in Ukraine. I want to make this real clear that this doesn't mean that we can't spend more money in Ukraine if we need to. So that was very disappointing. You can mark my word that we're going to borrow more money than $1.3 trillion this year and even more than that next year.
Yeah, that is one of the things that I had a guest on my show last Sunday, and we talked about the fact that it's likely inevitable that sometime soon that President Biden is going to come to you and say, we need to borrow more money to turn around and give it to Ukraine. And don't get me wrong, nobody wants Russia to win in Ukraine. But to ask the American taxpayers to borrow money and then turn around and give it away is ludicrous. And one of the other things that I really frustrated me about this deal is the fact that you essentially, and you didn't, but that they essentially gave up the 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, why? It's like a $1 billion cut or something. Why bother? Just give them the whole package.
Right. Yeah, it was another talking point. But I want to bring up the bigger picture here. Keep going back to the bigger picture. We're going to borrow $1.3 trillion from my grandchildren, but do nothing for the border.
And that's true.
Why last night we offered an amendment that basically would have taken that did take the House bill that passed that would have secured the border. We put that on the floor last night as one of the 11 amendments offered, and it went down. The Democrats voted against securing our border. And I got to tell you, John, when I go back home, people are almost numb to the inflation right now. They don't even bother telling me. They're just, like I said, numb is the best description I can describe. But when my own folks in the home I grew up in are concerned about their safety and security in El Dorado, Kansas, when folks in your listening audience are concerned about their safety and security, when fentanyl is killing 300 people, young adults across our nation, the number one killer of young adults, then we got a problem that this president won't face and why Congress would not add something. All we needed was a small, like $6 billion would have really made a big dent in our border security. We couldn't even get that to pass the Senate last night.
We're talking with Senator Dr. Roger Marshall. Doc, I wanted to ask you about something else, and I know we've got a limited time this morning, but you voted to overturn Biden's student loan bailout just yesterday. The Senate passed his bill. Biden has already indicated that he's going to veto this. And you know, it's already, I think most people will admit it's unconstitutional. He doesn't have the authority to just willy-nilly, you know, forgive student loans. And I think it's asinine to expect Joe Lunchpail, a guy who either never went to college or paid off his own student loans, to pay off the loans of somebody who's, you know, studying underwater basket weaving. And yet, this bill's likely going to go to his desk and he's going to veto it. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys passed and what the chances are that he may or may not veto it?
Right. So this is a campaign promise from Joe Biden, is to take student loans and have other people pay for them. Forgive student loans, but have other people pay for them. Look, in Kansas, if you take out a student loan, if you take out any loan, we expect you to pay it back.
You think?
And that's why I went to Butler County Community College to start with. Rather than borrowing money to go to college, I chose to go to Butler County Community College on a track scholarship, grateful for it. When we were in medical school, I chose to join the Army Reserve rather than borrow money. So we all make choices. And I think of those union workers there in the aerospace industry in Wichita who graduated from Wichita North High School, and they went out and got a job in the union. They didn't borrow any money. They made a good living. They're in good shape right now financially going into our senior years, as we say. They've got a good retirement plan going. You know, we all made choices. We made our bed. We need to sleep in it. But Joe Biden wants to pass on $300 billion of student loan onto American taxpayers, onto hardworking Americans. Add that to your national debt, and I'm going to have no part of it. This rescission passed on the House side already. This is this is unconstitutional, by the way, what Biden has done. He's appropriating money. The House has rescinded it with legislation. We rescinded it on the Senate side as well. We'll send it to Joe Biden. We'll make him veto it. We want him to show America exactly the woke, liberal, socialist greenie that he really is.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, live with us this morning here on KNSS. I just want to ask you an overarching question about the debt ceiling. Is dealing with this every 2 years and a crisis fomenting, is that good government or bad government?
Well, of course, it's horrible government. It creates uncertainty. What businessmen and women don't like is uncertainty, and that's what the stock market doesn't like as well. But what they also don't like is inflation. And when the markets see that we're going to continue to light money on fire, that we're going to print money and light it on fire, these markets are going to be unstable as well. Look, this is the less of two evils, the debt ceiling versus inflation. There's a compromise between the two. And you do it by starting with lowering taxes, a strong economy, getting people back to work. 7 million American men between the ages of 25 and 45, healthy American men, have not reentered the workforce yet. So it's fundamentals. We tackle this problem with fundamentals. We need to take care of our kids' education. We need to get back to work, put our heads down, quit worrying about all this nonsense about what's happening in China and Russia and Ukraine, secure a border. Just go back to fundamentals, John, and this country can take care of itself, and we're going to be just fine.
Doc, we really appreciate you taking. I know you guys were at it late last night. We really appreciate you taking the time to call in this morning and join us. If folks want to follow you, if they want to get in touch with you, I follow you on Twitter. I highly recommend that folks follow you on Twitter. You're at Roger Marshall MD on Twitter. It's one of the best ways to get in touch with you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way. I think we try to condense a lot of our press releases down to Twitter and then marshall.senate.gov, something real simple, marshall.senate.gov. And we're on the Facebook and all the Instagrams. But I think the Twitter account, Facebook, and marshall.senate.gov. Sign up for our newsletter. I think that you'd be really surprised how informative our newsletter is. My staff works really hard on condensing the good stories that you need to know as a Kansan on what's happening in D.C. Plus, we're trying to highlight some great things happening across the state.
Senator, thank you again for joining us this morning. Carry on the fight, brother.
You bet, John. Great to be with you.
There he is, U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, live with us right here this morning on Steve and Ted on KNSS. Good stuff. Hey, it's 7:44 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we'll have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll talk about Wichita's healthcare professionals. Coming up, KNSS News Time, 7:44.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita Business Journal business update is on the way. We'll talk about suburban chambers of commerce. It's coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it is time for three big things. 181 people have filed to run for office in Sedgwick County. Yesterday was the deadline. The primary election is August 1st. Wichita River Festival. Today is day one, opening day of a nine-day event. The annual event in Wichita now taking place for its 51st year in a row. The U.S. Senate voting to pass a debt ceiling bill late last night, just one day after it was approved by the House of Representatives. Now it's on to the president for his signature. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Still have some pretty heavy traffic volumes out there in the Wichita area. Although, now that the weather's cleared up a bit, we actually have pretty decent-looking travel times out there, as I don't see any big slowdowns out there on the roadways right now. So, good news for travelers right now. And the gasoline prices down a little bit. Average we're seeing right now around $2.35 a gallon. Sorry, didn't have that right.
Say, that's gasoline a heck of price, a deal.
Yeah, $2.25 a gallon, not $35, $25. Wanted to double check and make sure that was right. Yeah, $2.25 a gallon. Traffic up, or not two. That's where the got confused. $3.25 a gallon. That's okay. It. Yeah. And the wrong number there. $3.25 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers. And our weather forecast here on the opening day of Riverfest here on this Friday. Looking at a warm and humid morning here. High today of 83 degrees. Tonight, overnight low down to 66. Then looking ahead for the weekend on Saturday, high tomorrow 81. And a high Sunday 84. There are chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the entire weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees, 92% humidity in Wichita here on this Friday morning. 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Business Journal says it's always amazed by the dedication and commitment by Wichita's healthcare professionals, many of whom are beaten down in one way or another during the pandemic, yet still delivering first-rate care and innovations for Wichitans. Part of the reason the Wichita Business Journal annually honors top performers in Wichita area healthcare. This will be the 14th year for the awards. 2023 honorees. You can see them in a slideshow on the Business Journal's website. This year, Business Journal honoring 48 individuals and groups in 14 categories. And they will then gather to honor their healthcare heroes at the Hyatt Regency, Wichita, on June 27th for the annual recognition dinner. Participation in suburban chambers of commerce is up across the board in the Wichita area. All but one chamber has maintained or grown membership this year. Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce, annually the largest area chamber, about a membership of 1,500 for the last 2 years. Chamber had 1,700 members back in 2020, lost some the past few years. The only chamber to report a loss in membership during this year is Hayesville, Hayesville Chamber of Commerce. Last year, 128 members. It's down to 117 this year, dropping from 8th to 10th on the Business Journal list. They're really going crazy in Augusta. Go Augusta nearly doubled its membership, moving from 80 members to 150 this year. Earlier this year, Jamie Chapin shared with the Business Journal, 32 empty storefronts in Augusta have now been filled by new businesses in that time span. And more than half of the Augusta Chamber's growth in membership comes from existing business owners in the Augusta area. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have more local business news coming up 1 hour from now. 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and live in studio with us this morning, John Whitmer, the host of the John Whitmer Show on Sunday nights. Usually you have free reign on Sunday nights. We're glad you're checking in with us here on a Friday morning.
It is a little bit different to be in studio. It's kind of nice. We're gonna have some fun on Sunday. I've got Grover Norquist is going to come in. We'll talk a little bit more in depth about the debt ceiling vote, and I'm going to try and present both sides of it. You know, we talked with Doc Marshall about his no vote, but we'll talk. I'm going to try and present both sides. I think Norquist will give some interesting, perspectives on it. So we'll talk a little bit both ways. I want to ask you about one of the things that you brought up in your the three big things is the local elections. You know, 181 filings in Sedgwick County. That's huge, and I'm glad you pointed that out because it does remind folks that these local offices that we're coming, it's not just the city of Wichita. I mean, yes, we have the mayor's race, and that's a big deal, and city council races in both district, in all districts, 2, 4, and 5. So you've got three city council races, but you also have school board races and mayor races and city council races all throughout Sedgwick County. So I'm glad that you point out that it's so many because people need to remember all these little small towns around Sedgwick County that have important races. They need to get out and vote and volunteer and door knock and get involved.
Yeah, and I know some people say, well, primary, they all gear up for the big election in November, but hey, the primary is
primaries
your
matter.
Vote is hugely important.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the Wichita mayor's race. It get long as my arm the number of people who are filing to run in that race, and trust me, I mean, I have my own opinion on the Wichita mayor's race, you could probably imagine, but that's an important race, and there are, I mean, yes, there are a few candidates that probably won't crack 1 or 2 or 3%, but there are some races that are very important, and who emerges from the primary,
the top two,
absolutely, that's going to make a big difference. Look at what happened last time around, and then you have a third candidate that may enter that mucks that up, and you end up with what you get, so... Yep. These primaries are very important, and I cannot encourage people more to get involved, door knock, donate money if you can. If you can't afford to donate, then get, you know, go out and make phone calls, and it's so important that I'm glad you brought that up, too.
It will be interesting the next 2 months.
Yeah, very
see
much
how these
so.
Candidates all handle that.
And I know
primary,
some who are already out door knocking and getting involved, and now is the time, and I know Sedgwick County Republican Party is actively. I'm sure the Democrats are as well. And now is the time to get involved and get energized and pick a candidate. And please, folks, get informed. Learn about your candidate. Don't just, you know, oh, who's, well, and I mean, obviously, I'm a Republican, so I like, I want you to vote for the Republican, but learn about your candidate first.
7:56 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and that does include entertainment news in the blur.
That does indeed include the blur, and we've got some, well, some interesting people we'll be talking about. Dolly Parton, Harrison Ford, Billy Joel. Yeah, we'll be bringing up a lot of different people, plus, well, some cheese talk on the blur coming up in a few minutes as well.
Piano Man. You got to love the Piano Man.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. We'll also talk live with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown from Miami. We'll talk about the birth rate in the U.S. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:56.
Are you worried about...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.